Put your mind inside of the manager's mode for a moment, where you're told some serious producers inside of your store are about to bounce out and go start their own business.
It was tough to leave the family. It was tough to leave, you know, the success we had, you know. But, you know, like you said, we wanted to help people in a different way. And when you're helping with credit, I mean, man, that pulls, like you said, the heart. You know, so many people, it is on them. It keeps them up at night. You know, they're not necessarily worried about their credit. It's always stressing them out. Bill collectors are calling. You're hitting hater buttons every day. And whether you think about it or not, that has such a negative impact on people's lives. So fixing your credit also fixes them personally, internally. It gives them a, you know, a more peaceful and confident way of life.
Right. So true.
Yeah, because that's needed. Credit is like Nate mentioned earlier, you know, credit is so important. And people don't realize it till you need it. And that's one of those things where in today's world, like when he was mentioning earlier, talking about, oh, they pay cash for everything. Well, you can't do that anymore. Cars are not like cash cars. You pay a couple thousand dollars for a car. You pretty much paid for 6 months, right? So. Yeah. You might, you know, you break that down into payments, you're paying $500 a month. So why not just purchase a car? Get you something that's reliable, that has its own warranty, has this going on. But then it takes credit to do that. And guess what, folks? This world is built for people who have credit now. You want to buy a house, you better have credit. You want to buy a car.
Your car insurance in certain states can be 50% higher based off your credit score. I don't agree with it. You're telling me that if I'm 40 years old, I've never had a wreck, but I've got a 550 credit score, I've got to pay more in insurance because my credit score is lower? You know, but in reality, that is true. You know, when you go to buy a new cell phone, what are they going to do? They're going to do a credit check.
Yeah.
You know, credit.
You want to rent?
Hey, look, even cash is the king, but credit's the ace.
Come on.
It is. 100%. Period.com.
Put that in your
cup. You know, secret folks, secret customers. When you finance, I make more money. What?
Yeah.
So don't tell me, oh, what if I pay cash? You need to pay a little bit more because I make less. But just saying, I mean, just being honest. But that, you know, the thing is that cash is great. Don't get me wrong. It's nice. But when it comes to your credit in today's world, these two guys, their company, they're doing wonders for people who need a little bit of help. You may just have one thing. You just need a quick fix. They can quick fix it. You may have a multitude of things. You may have your credit is what we may call throw them in the hell out credit. But at the same time, don't get me wrong, I'm just joking.
See, I would never throw them out. I would sit there, Lou would tell you, and we would get those reports, and I would go over those reports and go over and tell them the things that they need to do. I didn't believe in throwing somebody out. Like Nick said earlier, just not right now.
Right.
It's not a no. It's just not right now.
You know, the way I tell my guys to go out is every time it's great news. There's always great news. Great news every single time. Great news, folks. I got you worked out. I just need a qualified code maker, or I need this much money down. Sure. And then they'll kind of be like, whoa. But you know what's crazy is I've used that term a lot through my business when I was a sales pro on the floor, even as a closer going in on turns. And a lot of times people had that money or that cosigner. They always had that. You know, so I was always able to find a way. But like you said, you always got to at least give them a path to purchase. Somehow, some way, how are they able to buy a car? When you can give somebody that before they leave the store, they're going to remember you, you know, much like you guys are both talking about earlier. You want to leave a presence with them, leave like your ghost with them so they remember that. They remember that experience so much that it doesn't get off them. They're like, man, it's always right here behind me saying, I need to go back and see Matt. I need to go back and see Nate. I need to go back and see Lou or whatever, right? And if you do that and you do it 100% of the time, not just 50, not even 80, 100% of the time, you're going to find huge success. But you got to do it over and over because it's not going to be everybody who comes back. Because not everybody, like I said earlier, and like a lot of people said, you can take a horse to water, but they're not always going to drink it. So you have to at least show them, though. But if you take them to water, you've done everything you can. That's what you're supposed to do. As a person, as a human, as a business owner, no matter which way, no matter what kind of business you're doing, no matter what you're trying to preach, no matter what your whole thing is, if you're truly just trying to help other people and you're showing them the best way to be helped, then you're doing your job. And you guys are doing a great job, man. It's awesome to see guys like you do your thing. I'm real proud of that, man. It's really cool to see. Yeah.
So take pop off the wall real quick the mentality of the sales manager that was seeing them leave and knowing that it was going to either have an effect or not on your floor. And remember, from moment one, I said they're gonna kill it. They're gonna kill it because I knew your heart.
Appreciate that.
We knew your heart. We knew that you were gonna be successful at it. I looked right at Nick and said, "Dude, they're gonna do awesome.
Yeah,
they're gonna do really awesome."
Of course.
And I told you that, and I was so excited to see your hearts dive completely into it and jump out into the unknowing. You know what I mean? From what was a good, solid, stable, consistent car guy lifestyle, right? You pushed your chips in and said, I'm going to go bet on the customers from now on. Mm. And folks, that kind of a heartbeat has made them successful and made them soar. They had a forgive, focus, fly attitude the entire way, and they keep growing. And because they're car guys, they are certified car guys
that
are making some great things happen in the industry. And I am honored to just be even remotely part of the story, but excited because we are just at the beginning chapters, folks. There's so many more testimonies that are going to come out talking about your hearts, and I can't wait to hear more about it and celebrate with you guys. Car guys, car gals, this has been a session of fresh news.
Fresh news!
And we are here with Commonwealth Credit Solutions, Matt Bratcher, and Nate Lechtenberg, and they are...
Fabulous, guys. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you all. We are going to jump to the next segment right after this.